You're listening to the Truth Network and TruthNetwork.com.
Welcome to Finishing Well, brought to you by CardinalGuide.com with certified financial planner Hans Scheil, best-selling author and financial planner helping families finish well for over 40 years. On Finishing Well, we'll examine both biblical and practical knowledge to assist families in finishing well, including discussions on managing Social Security, Medicare, IRAs, long-term care, life insurance, investments, and taxes. Now, let's get started with Finishing Well.
Finishing Well with certified financial planner Hans Scheil. Today's show is actually very near and dear to my heart, and I think as we unroll it, you're going to think it's pretty near and dear to your heart too. The question that we're going to just kind of throw out there to begin with is it nursing home or home nursing? And boy, those things conjure up completely different pictures, don't they, Hans?
Well, they do. I mean, one conjures up a picture of a place down the two-lane road with one story, kind of a low roof, tile floors, beds with people laying in them that are very sick. It's just not a very pretty sight.
Smells that don't appear pleasant, and suffering that doesn't seem like anything anybody ever wants to do. And then
go to home nursing, you just see, I mean, nursing, that's a good thing, right?
Yeah.
And receiving it, whether you need it or not. And then home is a nice thing, especially getting nursing in your home. So it's just, if you take two words and you reverse them, nursing home, you turn it into home nursing, which is something that just kind of hit me. Because I got an agenda here, but we'll keep going.
Well, moving on, what does God think about home? Just to, you know, one of the real things he's been teaching me this year, actually, on all sorts of level, is how important home is to God. And then as I was doing research for some shows, I did a Christian Car Guy show, I came across the fact that there are more songs that are written on the subject of home than there are on love. And as I started doing inventory of all the songs, I could just immediately think Homeward Bound and There's No Place Like Home and all this Home on the Range.
Sure.
There's all these, and the more you think about it, you went, oh my goodness, and why is that? Why? Because as you mentioned, as we were getting ready to do the show, that, you know, you long for home because that's where you expect to find love, not just love from a spouse, but love from your parents or love from your kids and all those things. Well, interestingly, if you look in the Torah, the original Old Testament, you know what the Bible starts with? A bet. And that bet, the Jews teach, means specifically that when God said, you know, as it say, in the beginning, well, that bet is there to say that God wanted to make a place that he could call home, where he could hang out with Adam and delight in the fact that he made this eagle that would make a stir-up nest and all these things that we talked about before. But God loves home, and he loves to be himself and enjoy the love of the people that are in his, you know, family, i.e. his son and now us. And so we have that heart because God has that heart. And that longing that he has is with the longing that we have. And so that word home is actually a beautiful, amazing thing. And when I think of my own father's life, Hans, if I only knew, you know, 2 years ago what I know today, oh, the last, you know, year of his life would have been significantly different than it turned out, just because I did not know, really, I didn't understand the value of long-term care and how it was not at all necessarily related to nursing homes.
Well, yeah. When I spoke earlier of my agenda, I mean, my agenda is the connotation that nursing home stirs up in clients that I'm dealing with creates a big stop sign for me and for them for helping them with long-term care insurance. What they're going to say is, and I've heard this like 1,000 times, I'm never going to one of those nursing homes. And, you know, what I have to say to that is neither am I if I can help it. I mean, that's not the plan here. The plan here is to use our own resources, so we're not dependent upon Medicare, where we're using our own resources to hire a home health care agency and pay for it with an insurance company's money.
Yeah, because the little known fact, at least I sure had no clue, was that is that Medicare has no long-term care benefits.
Yeah, they're very little. You're not in the hospital but for a few days, and they're kicking you across the street to the rehab. And then when you're there, they got you on a stopwatch to see how long Medicare is going to pay for it.
And we had those little meetings that said, well, you know, we don't see any, you know, approval, you know, improvement, and so, you know, we're going to have to call this a day, which I, looking back on it, we should have called it a day, you know, the day that they said we got to get you out of the hospital, brought him home and got him care at home, because, you know.
Well, the reality is, you know, we can't go back, so we don't necessarily want to use his example, but let's just pretend this is another guy like him, okay, right, that this is happening to this week, okay. And then he fell, didn't he?
Yeah, a bad fall. Broke his neck.
Got to go into the hospital. He's in the hospital. And just when it was time to take him to the rehab, we could have just gotten involved in his care and said, we want him to go home. And they'd say, well, I don't think you can handle that or whatever. I don't think that'll be good for him. Well, you got to listen to what these people say. But you also get a say, okay? I mean, and this patient here gets a say. And if you have proper insurance that reimburses home health care.
Because I experienced
this guy, we can just, you know, if we got to take him home in the same vehicle, because they got to put him in something that resembles an ambulance to get him over to the place, well, that same place can just take him home. We can put a hospital bed in home if he's got to have a hospital bed.
We had all that. That's the thing that I got to see firsthand is when we got him out of rehab, we all of a sudden miraculously, you know, not miraculously, but yes, we had a hospital bed. Yes, all those physical therapists that he would only see, you know, every little while at the rehab, they came in every single day. They had occupational rehab. Now, all these different people to help you do all sorts of different stuff at home is all available without having to go to rehab.
Well, and the thing is we have private pay insurance that pays for that stuff. And you can buy it, and you can be in pretty bad health to buy it. Your father couldn't have bought it on his way home. I mean, we couldn't have sold it to him. But believe me, you know, there's some pretty poor health people that can buy this stuff. But in any case, it reimburses that stuff, and you don't have to play with Medicare. And if Medicare happens to pay for it, then you're going to collect from both sides because you're going to need it for something else. So the whole point we want to get across with this is that being cared for and receiving nursing at home is a choice, and it's a choice that you can make in some circumstances. There's people that go to the rehab that just got to go to the rehab. I mean, it's just not going to work bringing them home. But there's a whole bunch of people in that rehab that could have gone straight home if they'd had the proper care on the other side. You might have had to stay out there with them, which I'm sure you would have been glad to do.
That's what we ended up doing. And he actually did, you know, in my opinion, he finished well. The last, you know, probably 3 months of his life, all that stuff went from rehab places and all that to actually at home. And oh my goodness, he was so much more comfortable being in a place where people around him he knew loved him and really cared about him and protected him in really what was his most vulnerable part of his life that I can remember.
Sure. So why are we talking about this on a financial show, in a retirement show?
Because it's where you come in. That's where you finish well.
Sure. And you know what? It costs money to hire a private home health care agency. And a lot of people say, well, we got the money. We'll just pay for it. Okay, good luck with that. I'm just saying, take a person who's 87 or 88 that has substantial resources, and then you circle all their kids around, and then you start telling them, we got somebody that's, you know, it's going to be $200 a day. That's all. You know, might be 300 on some days. How much? You know, and it just, I don't care how much money people have, it's hard that just becomes one more barrier, and now we're back at the rehab, okay, that Medicare is paying for. And if you got insurance, people will much easier spend an insurance company's money and follow a plan that was laid out 20 years earlier.
And there are so many beautiful plans now, which obviously we got some time to get into as we go further in the show. Today's show, home nursing, or it's actually nursing home or home nursing. You know, that's kind of the question. It's brought to you by Cardinal Guide, where, you know, you can get Hans' complete book on this, the complete Cardinal Guide to Planning for and Living in Retirement, and actually, like we say, finishing. And then there's the workbook that goes with that, which is available at cardinalguide.com. And you can call and ask Hans for that. But what we're talking about today is long-term care. Mm-hmm. And just knowing Hans as I do, and time again, I see this in his heart. It's like, this is the place where you really see families suffer or not suffer, as the case may be. It is really in some of these final months and weeks as people come in and they're going to finish. Now, are they going to finish well, or is
there going to be a lot of strife,
right,
and pain and suffering? I mean, some of that we can't get rid of with insurance, but it just puts a sense of calm, really, to have had a plan. Where Dad planned for this. Dad knew this was going to happen. Mom knew this might happen, and this has all been thought through. There's a written plan. There's the funding. There's the whole thing. All we got to do is call these people up, and they're going to start pushing buttons, and they're at least going to make it better.
Right, and I'm really excited about you listening to the other part of this, because, you know, there's one plan, actually, which I'm doing, you know, in the process of setting up right now for myself based on hanging out with Hans, being my personal goat that he is, where, you know, if you don't end up needing it, well, it all goes to your family. I mean, you know, there's some beautiful things that are coming your way, so stay tuned. We got a lot more Finishing Well headed your way.
Hans and I would love to take our show on the road to your church, Sunday school, Christian, or civic group. Here's a chance for you to advance the kingdom through financial resources by leveraging Hans' expertise in qualified charitable contributions, veterans, aid and attendance, IRAs, Social Security, Medicare, and long-term care. Just go to cardinalguide.com and contact Hans to schedule a live recording of Finishing Well at your church, Sunday school, Christian, or civic group. Contact Hans at cardinalguide.com. That's cardinalguide.com.
Welcome back to Finishing Well with Certified Financial Planner Hans Scheil. Today's show is nursing home, or should we call it home nursing, or should we try to get home nursing, which seems to make a lot of sense. We got a bunch of different ways to actually help people out in this segment. Now, Hans, I'm excited to share, you know, that there are so many wonderful solutions to this.
Yeah, I mean, when I was selling this stuff 30 years ago, you know, let's just go back to 1990, this was nursing home insurance. I mean, we were, and people were telling us, I'm never going to one of those nursing homes. You can just I'll get a gun and shoot myself before I'll go there. And we would talk, and some people would buy it, some people wouldn't, whatever. And then it was really in the 90s that full home health care benefits started with partial, and then real home health care benefits got added onto these policies. And then as we've moved the clock along, and I would say 20 years ago, 15 years ago, the benefit became the same for the home health care as it is for the nursing home. And then in that same era, nursing homes, they're still there, and they're there, but they're created this thing called the assisted living. And most assisted livings don't take Medicaid. And an assisted living is clearly different than a nursing home.
Oh, yeah.
Okay? And without getting into a lot of details of that, it doesn't really matter for an insurance guy, because the policies that we sell are going to pay the same for all three, whether you're in a nursing home, whether you're in assisted living, or whether you're at home. The benefits are going to be the same. So I have been working on what we're talking about on the radio, is reversing this thing, and just let's talk about the home health care benefits first, and then let's just put the nursing home or assisted living or going to the facility is something we're going to do when we have to do it, possibly at the end or maybe never. And I haven't been that successful at it. I mean, I've been successful individually with people as I talk to them, but just in the general sense and teaching my salespeople, I mean, it just pretty much the consumer will grab the discussion and they'll define it, and it's all going to get defined around nursing home. So I'm not going to give up on this, as I really want to get people's mindset changed before they even start looking at the stuff.
Yeah, and I think that, you know, actually there's that, you know, that psalm that says, teach me to number my days, because people don't want to face their own mortality as well. And they don't want to think that you know, they may need this kind of care for any length of period of time. My dad certainly did not. I mean, he would not have seen what came coming in any way, shape, or form. And because of the denial of that, exactly what you described took place, because, you know, not long after he got out of the hospital the first time, Tammy and I needed to go to an event at my daughter's college, and we're like, well, we'll hire the health home health care people for the weekend to come in. And he was like, that's outrageous. I'm not paying for that. It was like, Dad, you know, yes, I mean, we can't just leave you by yourself, and you can't, you know. And so it played out just like the movie that you're describing, because in spite of the fact that he had the money to do it and all those kind of things. However, you know, as we got closer to the end, fortunately, you know, we all got on the same boat of, we're going to do this thing at home. Mm-hmm. And once we got at home, all those kind of cares, like you know, the physical therapy that we struggled to get every day in the nursing home / mm-hmm. rehab that they called it, you know, and the whole reason he was there was so that you're supposed to be able to be taught how to walk again. Well, so that was critical to us. Well, interestingly, when we got him home, you know, we no longer had to fight to get that physical therapist every day. You know, he was there, buddy, because, I mean, that was just part of the plan. And it was beautiful that the occupational people showed up. But there's lots of different levels to this.
Well, sure. And when you have insurance, proper insurance, you just take Medicare and Medicaid, and then your own doctor and your own doctor's loyalty to Medicare and Medicaid, and just out of the picture. We don't take them out of the picture, so they're still there to provide you benefits. If we can get Medicare to pay for this stuff, great. But they take them out of your decision-making and bring the decision-making to you and your family if you have proper insurance, where you can just look at their needs for care. You can get a social worker at a home health care agency to write out a plan of care, meet with dad or mom, meet with you if you're the person, and just decide, I want to go home. Can you make this work? And then how much is it going to cost me? And then how's this insurance going to pay for it? I mean, it's just that simple. And we wanted to get in a little bit into products, so let's just jump in to what you decided to buy. I mean, I think that maybe you could just describe it a little bit to the...
Yeah, I got what I'm working on is a hybrid, where actually it's a life insurance policy that I'm paying into, so that you know, my kids are the beneficiary, my wife first, if I go, you know, and she's still alive. However, there's a rider in there that says that if I need long-term health care, that those same benefits can be pushed towards that care, and specifically, you call it a fancy word like indemnity, or what's mm-hmm. that word?
Indemnity.
How do you like that? My vocabulary is growing. Indemnity. So what that means is, apparently, they just send me a check. I don't have to.
As opposed to a reimbursement.
Right.
Okay. A reimbursement, you'd have to send in receipts to get your $5,000 every month.
Right.
With you know, receipts from the home health care agency. With this, you just need to have that plan of care submitted and signed by a social worker that says, Robbie needs this care. He can't meet these criteria, and so he needs help. Therefore, he qualifies. They start sending you a check for $5,000 every month, and you can spend it as you see fit. So now you can negotiate a little bit with these people.
Right. So you can negotiate with the home. You know, decide how much occupational you need, how much, you know, because you got all these different levels of care, and you know, maybe even need somebody to mow the grass.
Well, or you may want to pay one of your kids or grandkids by the hour So they're going to be out there with you 3 or 4 days a week. You can't do that through a home health care agency, but you absolutely can do that with indemnity money that's paid to you. So it gives you a lot of flexibility. And it also, if you have up and down months, as you might have 1 month where you spend $8,000 and another month where you spend $2,000, you're going to have a lot of problems with the reimbursement company getting the money out of them. If you got the indemnity, they're just sending you a check every month.
And the other side of it is it's a whole life policy, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so it has cash value that's mm-hmm. working in there. If I were to all of a sudden need the money, or you know, there's loans that would be available to something like
sure.
that. And then, you know, the beautiful thing is that if, you know, I pass away in my sleep one night beautifully and peacefully, you know, like maybe I hope I do, then, you know, that the money just goes on to my kids and
it goes to your
no
wife.
Harm, no
yeah.
foul. Or yeah, yeah my wife.
Wife first, and, you know, if you survive her, your kids, and or let's just say you're in between. You use 30,000 of the long-term care, home health care benefit, and now it's going to be $30,000 less, but the death benefit is still going to go to them, what's left of the thing. So you have the opportunity while you're alive to use up the whole benefit for long-term care, but any part that's unused is going to remain what it originally is a life insurance policy, and it's going to pay a death benefit.
So, you know, that's my route, but there's some other beautiful options.
Well, there's an infinite number of options. I mean, I met with some people yesterday who I've played golf with, this gentleman, for actually he's 70 now, and we were playing golf together and talking to him when he was turned 65, and he bought a Medicare supplement, did for his wife. We've been talking about long-term care for 5 years, and he's read my books, listened to the radio show. Something clicked, and he wrote to me just all of a sudden a couple days ago and just said, I want to talk to you about long-term care. So I had a couple proposals ready, which I emailed him yesterday, and then I just said, these aren't recommendations. This is just a place to start to show you what this is going to cost you. And then he was sharp enough to come out and say, you know, I think I really need to tell you about my whole financial situation before we start zeroing in on what we're going to get. And then he just opened right up, and he's emailed it to me today. And this guy is very wealthy, okay? And that's part of his hedge all these years of he's just not going to necessarily run out and buy long-term care, because if he needed to pay for it, he's got the money. But he's changed his attitude about that, and he really wants me to do tax planning. I mean, once I got all these documents, long-term care is still very important to him, but legacy and leaving money to his kids is even more important. So I'm not sure that we want to mix those two. You know, so we don't want his long-term care benefits necessarily robbing the legacy that we set up for the life insurance for his kids and grandkids. So that's a little over-talking with that, but I kind of jumped out with a proposal. That's the insurance salesman in me. When I didn't go overboard with that, but I just made some assumptions that I couldn't have been more wrong, and then he just gave me the information. And so the moral of that story is there's a number of life insurance companies that have these type products that you bought, and they're all different, and they all come at it from a different way. Some are better with a lump sum. Some are better with an ongoing premium for life. Some are better with a short, pay a premium every year for 10 years and then stop. Some work with a combination of the two. We can take an existing annuity that you have that has some growth in it, and we can just roll it over into that. We can take an IRA and take a portion of that and just roll it over into an IRA hybrid. I mean, there's such right. a thing like that, and defer the taxes. I mean, there's just, that's where the financial planner comes out in our thing. We've studied this stuff, and there's a solution for everybody. There's several solutions that would work, and we get to know people's whole financial picture and what's important to them and how important legacy and inheriting. And we just design a plan, because I'm going to tell you, if this happens to you, if home nursing, okay,
yeah,
and the need for it happens.
That you wanted to talk about home nursing, and I'm sure that it can help but ring true for those of us who are coming in that age, that with this coronavirus, you know, people that are in nursing homes, unfortunately, are really, really suffering right now. The reason they're suffering is that they get no visitors. No family can come to see them. You know, they are marooned.
Well, and if that coronavirus gets in their nursing home, they're a goner. I mean, and we have a mutual friend that's in a rehab / nursing home right now that had his knee replaced about 30 days ago. And most people go home after a knee replacement. He's not yet 80, but he couldn't do the physical therapy, so they sent him to rehab, and now he's still stuck there like a month later. And I'm sure that he's worried about that.
Then they lock it down and nobody can visit him.
It's you want to go home and get your nursing care is what I'm saying. And that's what I'm going to try everything. And I've got the insurance to back it up, and I've got the written instructions. This is what I want to have happen if I'm not able to make these decisions. And it may not work out perfectly. There's situations, but there's a pretty good chance, as I've got the insurance there backing me up, that they can bring the teams in to take care of me.
Home nursing.
Yeah.
So there you go. Thank you, Hans. Oh, we should mention that this brought to you by CardinalGuide.com. Don't forget the Cardinal and the Guide, both together, CardinalGuide.com, where you got Hans's book and all sorts of ways to reach Hans if today's show, you know, touched you in order to get some real help.
We hope you enjoyed Finishing Well, brought to you by CardinalGuide.com. Visit CardinalGuide.com for free downloads of this show or previous shows on topics such as Social Security, Medicare, IRAs, long-term care, life insurance, investments, and taxes, as well as Hans' best-selling book, The Complete Cardinal Guide to Planning for and Living in Retirement, and The Workbook. Once again, for dozens of free resources, past shows, or to get Hans' book, go to CardinalGuide.com. If you have a question, comment, or suggestion for future shows, click on the Finishing Well radio show on the website and send us a word. Once again, that's CardinalGuide.com. CardinalGuide.com.